From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on. Visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, mostly Rockets. Been a little NFL talk, which we're going to keep going with. And some dude on the text line is so pissed because I mentioned the Hateful Eight. He's dropping F-bombs on me and everything else. I had to block him. I got to tell you, if you haven't seen it yet, you don't care enough. Get the hell out of here.
It came out four months ago. Yeah.
All right, you know what? Here's the one thing. If you've been in a coma for 3 months, and that's why you didn't get to see it, my apologies for mentioning what it. And by the way, it's a Tarantino movie. You know how it ends. Come on.
Dies.
And how they die is the best part. That's what... I can't believe people are actually pissed off about that. You know what? I'd tell you to get a life, but clearly you don't have one and you're not getting one anyway, so oh well. I say coma for 2 weeks even because, you know, you might not be able to focus when you get out. I don't know. Somebody says he's waiting for it to come out on Netflix. Good luck with that. It's already on Blu-ray.
It's in the red box.
It's in the red box.
You can get it for $1.40 or whatever it is.
You watch it again on the plane.
Yeah. God. I'm already watching it on my airplane, there's no excuse for you.
A couple things about Carson Wentz, and I don't know if I can find this. Matt says one day AJ should do an entire show in the mighty voice. Fred could do his Canadian accent.
I don't know. I feel like John would leave if we did that.
Oh, no, that sounds really good. Oh, jeez.
I can't wait until Trump builds a wall to keep people like you out.
Oh, no, we don't want to come down here anyway. We got to keep you out. We're building a wall up with moose. We've got a moose. We're going to keep you out.
What's a moose? We're keeping the moose out. The wall deflects all.
Yeah, boy.
Don't get old.
I don't care as long as you don't spoil Noah's Ark for me.
Yeah.
It is on Netflix. All right. There you go.
And that's what everybody seems to be worried that the Titans are going to, that this is going to be great for the Titans because they got a lot of picks, and they did. I really think Laremy Tunsil is one of those guys that could be a franchise-changing player that now they're probably not going to be able to get.
And the Titans have, okay, you're picking up 6 picks. How sure are you that they're going to hit on all 6 of those?
Oh, yeah. They're not good at drafting.
They're not. And
not to mention, they've got more than 6 holes.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of spots.
Let's say they do hit on all 6. All right. By the end of year 3, then maybe they've turned it around. So, 713-780-ESPN. Now, I from a Titans perspective, yeah, you pick up a bunch of draft picks. I think it would have been... You can't say no to that deal because they have so many holes. But I sure like the idea of putting Tunsil there to protect Marcus Mariota for the next 8 years. And if you think Mariota's the right guy, now you've got a dude you know that is going to be your left tackle for a long time.
Patrick says Giants traded 1, 3, and 5 for Eli. Chargers drafted Rivers and Sean Merriman. Keep in mind that the Chargers drafted Eli Manning. And Eli Manning had to go on stage and put on a Chargers hat. And the Giants drafted Phillip Rivers. And then the trade went down after. So it's not like they were trading unknown commodities at that point. They knew that it wasn't just some random 15th pick that they were getting back. They knew exactly the player they were getting back. They knew they were getting Phillip Rivers, and they felt comfortable with that. That's a different story. That's completely different, in fact. When you know, like you say, oh, well... I love Phillip Rivers. Maybe don't love him as much as Eli, but if the trade doesn't work out, we still have Phillip Rivers. We're happy. that's a different story. You don't know, the Titans don't know what they're getting at pick 15. No. They don't know who that player is. If this player, if that trade, if the trade goes down after the players are picked, that's different. This is trading a bunch of mystery.
Well yeah, for Tennessee it is. Obviously, there's no doubt that the Rams know who they want. They're not trading up just to say, oh, we got the first pick.
Yeah, they've got somebody in mind.
Yeah. Boy, I'm trying to go through Titans drafts the last couple of years. I know they have a new GM, so could be better, could be worse.
Yeah.
But what makes you think the Titans are going to make good decisions? Look at the coach they just kept. And you couldn't go out and get a real coach? 713-780-ESPN. Well, he drafted a fullback last year.
It's true.
Boy, none of these guys that they...
And by the way, the Rams, they're not exactly loaded across the board. They've got some talent, don't get me wrong. But you're basically now throwing this guy, whoever it is, a project quarterback, behind an offensive line that has two good players. And you've got, with the exception of Todd Gurley... You've got nothing else on that offense. I mean, you've got nothing on the outside.
They use Tavon Austin in a different
way. Good luck with Tavon Austin.
I know he's not a traditional receiver, but they use him well. That's a weapon. If you get him in space, he can go a long way. And with Todd Gurley, you know, theoretically, you're going to pound the ball. And if Wentz winds up being a star, it doesn't really matter who you have at receivers because good quarterbacks turn those guys into good receivers. True. So... 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try Andre real quick. What's up, Andre?
What's up, guys? I've got a question. It's my first time calling in, by the way.
Welcome to the show.
What in the hell happened to the Rockets? You look at last year, and we finished second. We get to the finals and face, you know, the Warriors. And, you know, we left that series thinking, man, if we had Monta Ellis and Patrick Beverley, perhaps we would have had a better shot. Well, this year we've got Monta Ellis and Beverley. And I know Monta Ellis has been hurt most of the year. How did we digress? How did we go backwards? Has anybody put their finger on it? Is it all because of Mikal?
Mikal was gone for three quarters of the season. A lot of it has to do with the fact that James Harden came into this season lazy, came in out of shape. He basically pissed off the first three, 4 weeks of the season with nothing efforts.
Your big offseason acquisition turned out to be a complete bust.
Yeah. I mean, you got nothing out of the Ty Lawson deal. Dwight Howard has basically been pushed out of the offense almost completely now. Remember 2 years ago, that he was the number two option, and it wasn't even close. Now he's like, on some nights, he's the fourth or fifth option.
And a lot of your guys who are older, who had really good seasons contributing last year, the Jason Terrys, the Josh Smiths, the Corey Brewers, they all went back. Trevor Ariza even. They all took a big step backwards. I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Let's try Jerome.
We've also learned that Monta Ellis and Patrick Beverley aren't that good.
No, well, and Monta Ellis has never been healthy enough they tried to trade him. So, all right, let's try Jerome. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's doing sports, man.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in, man. Y'all keep bashing the Titans drafting, but they got to give our new general manager a chance, an opportunity. I mean, he's making moves that our old regime would have never done. I mean, he's went out there, he's got DeMarco Murray as a steal. And, I mean, he's made some good offseason moves.
Tell me about how good DeMarco Murray was last year.
What?
Tell me how good.
Look at the offense that he was in.
Okay. Now look at the Titans offense. You think who's good on the Titans offense?
Well, if you look what he's done in the past, the type of running back, Michael Turner for the Falcons was an outstanding running back in his offense. He needs that kind of running back, and DeMarco Murray is that guy.
Listen, if you look at the one season where DeMarco Murray had some success, he played behind the best offensive line in the league. The Titans have...
healthy for the only time in his entire career.
The Titans have one of the worst offensive lines in the league, which they could have addressed this draft, by the way. Now they can't. Well, I mean, they can, but they can't address it with a bullet the way they could have. I am willing to give the Titans a chance, but the Titans are – that's a bad organization. That's not just a bad football team. That's a team that's – they've had a history of poor drafting and poor decision-making.
And the reason I'm not giving your new general manager the benefit of the doubt, because, for one thing, ownership there is a mess. They kept a coach who can't coach in the NFL, even if you get these guys – even if you get the right draft picks, he can't coach. And usually organizations like that that are perennially bad, that perennially make bad decisions, are picking a bad GM. I don't like the DeMarco Murray move because, frankly, I think, well, you know, what AJ said is correct. I don't think he's a fit for what they're doing there. I don't see him as necessarily as a fit. He had one great season on a terrific offense in a contract year and the only time he was healthy. So, and I, you know, last year's draft.
Well, listen, I think DeMarco Murray is a good player. Don't get me wrong. DeMarco Murray is better than what they've had there.
Yeah, they needed a running back.
But I don't think DeMarco Murray is suddenly going to be something that makes the Titans an offensive force. I don't think that's the case. I think he's a piece, but they're a long way away from being good.
What if you get exactly what you got out of him last year?
I mean, you're no better.
2014 draft, Taylor Lewan, Bishop Sankey are your first two picks.
Yeah.
I thought Bishop Sankey could play, so I'm not going to blame him for that. He's turned out to be a bust. Lewan, I wasn't sure on, and I'd rather have Laremy Tunsil blocking on the left side. But, hey, man, if somebody comes to me with that, it's like somebody came to me and said, I want to buy your car. Like, that car's not for sale. I just got it. I'll give you $100,000 for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get another car. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. And you hashtag new season people, don't bother. Don't bother, please. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to tell you guys who keep holding on to this false hope. If you really believe that your Rockets are going to turn this thing on and go and beat the best team in basketball, go to one of the websites and put down $200 on the Rockets. That's what I would
do. Good
luck. Don't bring that stuff to us.
Keep hope alive.
Exactly.
Right. All right, guys, listen. Here in a couple weeks, you're going to have tear stains on your carpets, Rocket fan, and you're going to wonder, how do I get these tear stains out of my carpets? It's salty. It's sad. My carpets are ruined. No, call Dirt Free. Most carpet cleaning companies will actually leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. Not Dirt Free. They can help you out. A lot of the other guys, they'll leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Give Dirt Free Cleaning a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They're not using chemicals like the other guys. They've got powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here at ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. 832 says he didn't think anyone can beat the Warriors 4 out of 7. Their worst seven-game stretch was probably 5-2. Went some back-to-backs. And Orphan Black starts tonight. You watching? Yes, I will be rolling the DVR. That's a cool show. Can't wait.
What's going on tonight? Now, is there any sport tonight?
Hockey. Your Predators.
Hockey, huh?
Your Predators. Actually, I feel pretty good about, even though the Red Wings lost last night, I feel pretty good about my bet. That was a game they could have easily stolen in Tampa. So I'm on the Predators and the Red Wings. Feeling pretty good. Even though I'm down 0-1 on that one. Also feeling pretty good about my Penguins bet because they looked really good last night with a third string goalie. Y'all sure are negative. What about a fluff piece once in a while to make us feel better?
That's not our job.
Stick around for the gym of the day. It's fluffy.
Hey, go listen to 790. Charlie Polillo right now is telling you the Rockets are hungry and they want to prove everyone wrong. So if you want to pull down your pants and have smoke blown up there, go for it. That's on you.
Let's try Aaron What's up, Aaron?
How's it going?
Sports.
Just curious, do you think the Texans will have a good draft this year and draft some decent players, or will they draft plus players again like always? Thank you.
I wouldn't say like always. I think last year's draft is going to turn out to be pretty decent. They do well in the first round most years, so I have faith that they will do okay with that pick. Beyond that, crapshoot.
Predator. I mean, they do well with early draft picks,
yeah.
Historically, or at least they more often than not.
But, I mean, at that stage, it's hard to tell what they're going to do because, frankly, they don't need to do anything. And they've got players at pretty much every position of the roster. There's places I'd like to see them upgrade, certainly offensive line, defensive end, opposite J.J. Watt. I'd like to see another receiver, tight end. All of those you could upgrade. But if there's a really good player there that plays a different position, you could take him. And I think a lot depends. I think there's more trades to be made. And a couple of people on the text line asking, well, what's to say the Titans couldn't trade back up to 7 and get Tunsil anyway?
I'm not saying they can't.
No, but you're going to probably have to trade up to 3 because I imagine if Laremy Tunsil's sitting there for San Diego, that's a team that needs help on the offensive line.
That's a special player, man.
Yeah. I can't see him going. God, could you imagine if he got to 6 and Baltimore got that guy?
Oh.
I can't see him going any lower than 3 or 4. You got to figure Cleveland's taking whichever of the quarterbacks that LA's not taking. And so San Diego's going to have first choice of player there. And it's got to be Ramsey or Tunsil.
Yep.
So, and then you got Dallas sitting behind them. Dallas probably wouldn't take Tunsil because their offensive line and
they're good there.
Yeah, Jacksonville would, Baltimore would. Yeah, seven's not going to get it done. 713-780 ESPN. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Sports to you.
Hey guys, just had a quick question. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. J.J. Watt. Tweet last night about how he wasn't really into watching Kobe, more like he was into working hard and striving hard to be more like him. Stu got to turn that around and basically bashed JJ and said that he was a fraud and that he was trying to take Kobe's night away from him. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it or not, but it was posted on ESPN's Facebook today. Just want to get you guys' thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, as someone who I was accused several times last night of trying to ruin Kobe's night, ruin Mamba night, just because I made a couple silly jokes. I don't think that JJ was trying. I mean, can we all agree JJ's thirsty? Like, JJ needs that attention. He needs people to look at me. That's JJ.
He's definitely one of those guys.
Which is so funny. The more and more I think about the selfie thing. Remember Selfiegate?
Yeah.
JJ Watt is, he's the selfiest selfie guy there is. And he was clowning on that. I don't know if I didn't hear Stu Gotts. I read about it. I don't know how much of a phony or a fraud he is. I'm sure J.J. Watt was out there thirsty for attention last night. And I'm sure Stu Gotts was right that he was probably watching that game. But I didn't understand why J.J. would feel the need to tweet about it or whatever. But I don't really care. I don't think that that's the worst thing in the world. Let him do what he wants to do and make people, oh, JJ's so amazing. Everything is supposed to make you think JJ's like this otherworldly human, like he's Thor or something like that. It's not that big of a deal to me.
Listen, he likes media attention. He likes Twitter attention. A lot of people do. But... Yeah, I saw that too. Frankly, when I saw that Stu Gotts said something, I just quit reading. I have no interest in anything that guy has to say. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's try Clint real quick. What's up, Clint?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey guys, you just kind of blew over him, but Dallas, what if they did take best player on the board and did plug Tunsil in that line? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think it would happen. I mean, I really can't see it happen because there are things the Cowboys could use at that pick, and I think they'll either take Jalen Ramsey if he's there, There's Joey Bosa that could be there.
I think one of those two guys. But you know what they could do?
Miles Jack, if Miles Jack is there. Yeah. Or they could take Jared Goff if he's still there.
I think Goff goes too.
I do too, but if he doesn't.
And Astro Economist asked what happens if Cleveland does not take a quarterback at two.
Which I would guess if they don't take a quarterback at two, they take Miles Jack.
Probably so.
And if they do, then I would think that.
Oh, they have a needed safety now too. Ramsey would make a lot of sense there.
Yeah, that's true too. I think what this trade did is, to me, it made it seem like, because there were people saying, well, maybe now the Broncos are going to end up with maybe the third quarterback is going to fall all the way out, you know, to the end of the round. Lynch. I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
I think that you're going to see two quarterbacks now taken in the top five, more than likely.
I could see San Francisco taking Lynch at seven.
That's what I'm saying. I think you might see three quarterbacks taken in the first round or the first 10 picks of this draft, whereas before you would have thought that the third one might go off at 15.
Right.
And now I think you're going to see three in the top 10.
214 says, funny you stop reading at Stu Gatz. I stop reading at J.J. Watt. Yeah, dude's a star, but he enjoys being a star. No question. 713, any interest in the NFL schedule coming out tonight? Yeah, although it's coming out after our show, so I'll be interested in it tomorrow. I'm kind of curious to see who the Broncos play in that opener.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wrong. Apparently the Predators play tomorrow. I'm off a day on them. So I'm going to go back and look at my schedule because I made my bet on the Predators today. It went up to plus 190 to win the series. Everybody's on those Ducks, man. I'm just telling you. I think the Predators have a really good chance to get past the Ducks, and if they do, they're going to be a real threat. Jason. Let's do Jason. What's up, Jason?
Sports,
Jason.
Hey, I was just going to get you guys' opinion if y'all think Luhnow's regretting getting rid of Velasquez after the start he's had to the season and Dallas has had the start he's had.
I don't know. It's still such a small sample size, but it'd be nice to have Vincent Velasquez right now. Man, that's a guy who...
See me in June. You can't judge stuff after a week.
But I mean, these two starts, it's going... Whew.
Yeah,
I mean it's and seeing what Giles has done, it makes it harder to swallow.
I said last year that's not a guy I wanted to give up.
But let's also remember he did that against the Padres today.
Right. Come back in a month and ask about that.
But I do like his stuff, man. I saw a little bit of that game today, and his slider's filthy. Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good player, and Ken Giles is sitting here as kind of a crummy eighth inning guy at this point.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, he'll be fine. I mean, I think honestly, all right. This is where I got to do this for all the people who just got interested in the Astros because of the playoff run. You can't really judge anything in baseball until at the soonest June 1st. I usually wait till July 1st,
right?
Because then you have enough of a body of work to see trends and what guys are doing.
Well, can we also say that maybe trading everybody that they traded for a guy with 16 career saves was maybe a bit of a reach?
It was certainly
a ballsy move.
It was
overly ballsy.
It was ballsy. Velasquez was the one guy in the trade I didn't want to see in there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's not going to finish 2-10 with a 9 ERA either. He's right. Just off to a good start. And
well, if he finished with a 9 ERA, it'd be lower than what Ken Giles has now.
Exactly. Jay asked, why are y'all so down on the Titans? You never know.
Stop saying you never know. Why is anybody
so down on the Browns?
Yeah, why are you down on the Browns? You never know. Like, you could put that after anything, and you never know. Okay. That's ridiculous.
One winning season since 2009, maybe that's why. Maybe 2-14 and 3-13 back-to-back.
But you never know.
I know. 5-27 over the last 2 years. I know that. I know Mike Mularkey was 2-7.
Why aren't you picking Kansas to win the Big 12 in football this year? You never know.
Yeah. All right.
Vanderbilt football is really making a move. They could win the SEC this year. You never know.
Tulane's going to rise up and win the American this year.
You never know. Not the national championship. Oh. You never know.
A&M might win the... Never mind. ESPN reporting Broncos and Panthers in the opener. I don't really think that's a great opener. We just saw that.
Yeah, I don't like the rematch.
No, I don't either. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You never know, A.J.
You never know.
Everybody's weighing in with their you never knows. Panda says Matt Dean could come back. You never know.
Yep.
Rudy says Johnny Manziel may stop partying and win a Super Bowl. You never know. I like it.
My kid's baseball team might win a game this year.
You never know.
It was only like they only lost, I think, 18-1 last night.
Oh boy.
It's a train wreck. My kid's team from last year didn't lose it. They won the city championship. They didn't lose a game. This year, they've been run-ruled every single game. It's a nightmare.
That kind of sucks. And you got to make sure he doesn't lose interest from going from a really good team to a team that just...
He's frustrated, but he's one of those dudes. And I'm trying to make him like a team player.
Yeah.
Because he'll come home and be like, I was 2-for-2 and I scored a run, but we lost 18-1. And I'm like, well, you kind of buried the lead there. You know, you lost 18-1, but I'm trying to let him focus on him playing well, but it ain't good. It ain't good.
Ryan says, because y'all are Texans fans, it's hard to admit Titans made a good move. John Robb will turn this franchise around, give him a chance. Dude, you must never listen to this show if you think we're Texans fans. And by the way, I said, hey, if somebody called me with that deal, I make that deal. Whether it's a good move or not remains to be seen, but absolutely you do that. But, dude, if you're calling us Texans fans, you're new to the show, welcome. You might want to hang around for a little bit and pay attention. Let's try Kyle.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you, Kyle.
Hey, quick little two-part question, and then I'll hang up and listen. With the Rams taking the number one pick today, what happens to Case? And part two of the question is, the rumors now of Case ending up in Denver with Kubiak. What are your thoughts on those? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Case Keenum is going to be exactly where he should be. He's going to be a backup quarterback.
Right. He might start the season.
He could.
And
the Rams
wouldn't surprise
aren't sending
me.
Him to Denver. The Rams are happy to have that guy. I think they're going to keep him. But there's no other explanation that the Rams moved up to number one to take anything but a quarterback. It's unfathomable,
yeah,
that they would have moved up that high to take Jalen Ramsey. It's just not possible.
No, they obviously have.
And if they did, they are the dumbest franchise ever. They're worse than the Browns.
Well, wouldn't surprise me. It's not like they. I mean, they draft well, but if they're just trying to make a splash, I can't read that one, but. No, from both teams' perspectives, I don't mind the Rams doing it. And if I'm the Titans and you call with that deal, absolutely you do it. I just don't know that I trust either one of them to make a good decision. It's not like this is the Patriots or the Seahawks or the Broncos. And these are teams that historically make bad decisions. So we'll see what happens. I bet you they bring Keenum back and he starts the season and then he goes to the bench whenever the kid's ready.
Yep.
Whoever it is. I would say if it's Wentz, 3 or 4 games maybe.
Yeah, that's my guess.
At the most?
I mean, I think they're going to want to get him in there as soon as possible.
Jason says, is this a new segment? You never know Thursday. Drunk Bevo says, Rich Lord might actually know sports. You never know.
You never know. You never know.
Bob Arum might not be racist eventually.
You never know.
Now that one we know. That's not changing. People may eventually realize you don't like two-part questions. You never know.
You never know.
I like this, John. I do. 940 asks, what are the odds today's trade helps Jalen Ramsey fall to the Cowboys? I think it's a possibility. And that's the guy.
I still think that Jalen Ramsey, it's going to be difficult for the Chargers to pass on him. I think the Chargers, they have needs. Their biggest needs are defensive line and secondary. And I think that they're going to look at it and they're going to realize that Jalen Ramsey's the best player available at a spot that they desperately need help.
I don't know if Tunsil's there. That's another area of need for them. And I'd be okay with either one of those guys because I think what you're getting, I tend to trust off, although it hasn't worked out the last few years, I tend to trust offensive linemen more than safeties, but either guy I don't think they're going to go wrong with. Maybe the Sacramento Kings might win next year's finals. You never know.
They could.
What about Mark wants to know thoughts on who the Bills might take at 19. He likes Raglan.
Well, I'll say this. If somehow he makes it to them, I think the Bills will take Paxton Lynch. We were talking about that during the break. If somehow the three quarterbacks don't go in the top 10, my guess is the third one falls to Buffalo at 19. I think they like, don't get me wrong, and honestly, I like him too. I think they like Tyrod Taylor, but if Tyrod Taylor has another year like he did last season, he's going to get paid. He's going to look for Osweiler money, and the Bills can't afford that. So it would make sense to have a backup plan because you don't want to be stuck with EJ Manuel.
Okay. I'm having fun with the trolls today. Bob on the Facebook page, who doesn't have a Facebook picture, which means he's probably just started his account so he could bitch at us. It's actually corrections from today's show, no apostrophe. If you're going to write on here, I'm going to criticize your – I'm sorry. Fred said Rockets backed into playoffs, which is wrong because they won their way in. Their T-H-E-R-E. Okay. Yeah, they won their way in at 41-41. Correct. Well played. That's winning your way in. Get the bleep out of here. And AJ said Harden gave nothing the first 2 weeks of the season, which is wrong. Harden, AVG, 28.5 points and 7.5 assists misspelled. The first 11 games when McHale was still the coach. So get it right. Know the facts, capital F, before you talk sports.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. First off, go get a picture. Well, if you're not showing a picture, there's probably a reason for it. And number two, hey, what were his turnover numbers the first 2 weeks when he was fat and out of shape? And what? How much defense was he playing?
Let's look at his first 11 games, the stat lines. 6 of 21, 4 of 18, 2 of 15, 12 of 26, 6 of 22. It took him until game 6 to make more shots than he missed in a game. 13 of 23. Then we're back to 8 of 22, 9 of 19, 5 of 21, 4 of 10. That's 11. And that's not quite getting to game 12 where he was 11 of 29. I mean, okay.
It's all right. Hey, you know what, Bob? Enjoy the game Saturday wearing your Rockets underoos and stroking your clutch bear and have fun. And you know what?
Is that a euphemism for something?
But I'll let him figure it out. Drunk Bevo. Baylor might actually be safe for women. You never know.
So I found this on Reddit or via Twitter.
He was 25% from three in the first 11 games.
No, but yeah, know your facts before you talk sports, AJ.
Check your facts.
Know your facts.
So we have some breaking news. So I found this via Twitter, and it's on Reddit. This is the third year this guy's doing this. He's leaking NFL schedules before they're released.
Yeah.
And it says this is his third year doing this and has the Texans opening up at home against Chicago.
Okay.
No, we'll
confirm when it comes out.
We'll know.
832 says that Jonathan checked out Christian's tailgate last night before the game. It was awesome. Thanks for the advice. I'm telling him that's a cool place to hang out. Vince Young might get picked in 2016.
You never know.
Granado might actually become a craft beer enthusiast.
You never know.
Oh, boy. I love that. Yeah, if you don't think 41-41 is backing into the playoffs after you lost to the Suns and everything fell your way, And you consider that a fact, Bob?
Well, I also think that Dallas needed to beat the Jazz so the Jazz could go below the Rockets the last week of the season. So that is a definition of a backing in, because they needed the Jazz to lose.
Well, absolutely. And if you're going to correct this, I would really encourage you to go correct your grammar, okay? And here's the other thing that I would... If you're tweeting in a hurry, I get that. You're going to... Autocorrect happens. But if you're going to sit here and try to correct us, you damn well better know how to spell.
He could speak a language that we don't speak. You never know.
What language would that be?
It's just... It's very similar to English, just with different spellings.
Oh, okay.
You never know.
Yeah, Tim says... Correcting there and there and there is funny for those who get it. The ones who can't spell have no idea what you said. That's true. I'm correcting him, and he's probably sitting there going, what the hell is that feller talking about? And the Rockets did not back in. They won their way. They beat the Sacramento Kings last night. It was great. I watched it. Judy Dickinson will be funny. You never know.
You never know.
Nolan
Ryan. They might come up with a new bit. You never know.
Joshua, AJ might make the... Radio Hall of Fame. You never,
know. Nolan Ryan might not have used steroids. You never know.
Yeah.
You guys are having way too much fun with this. All right. When we come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. And you know what? Next segment, let's go through the other series in the NBA. We've been talking about that. And we haven't gotten around to it. But, hey, guys, if you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, maybe you meant to fix it up. You never did. It's just been sitting there. Or a family member left it, and it's been sitting there, and they gave it to you, and you were going to fix it up, or you were going to trade it in for something, and now it's been sitting in the backyard, and it's got weeds all over it. Or maybe it still runs. It doesn't matter if it runs or not. You know what? Got a solution for you. Donate it to my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids, and what they'll do is they'll come pick it up free of charge. And they're also going to come tow it. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. It's tax deductible, and if you donate today and tell me you heard about it on the Blitz, and a lot of the Blitzers have been donating their vehicles, you're going to get Astros tickets. How cool is that? And here's what happens. That money goes, those donations go to help kids at a really terrific, terrific school. Houston Can Academies takes in at-risk kids, kids who've dropped out of other schools, kids who've had all kinds of problems, and they give them a second chance. And some of these kids would have wound up nowhere without Houston Can Academy, in jail, maybe even dead. They go to Houston Can Academy, they get a second chance. And so many of them graduate and go on to do great things and be important members of our society. And it's all because you donated a vehicle. So here's a chance to take something you're not using anymore, donate it to a great cause, get a tax deduction, and go see a baseball game. How cool is that? All you have to do is give Houston Can Academies a call at 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not... And we are back on the Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas. So you can check that out. The guy Bob who posted on our Facebook page.
Let me guess, he apologized.
No, he didn't apologize. You know what? You know how many friends he has?
How many?
One.
Who is it?
I don't know. He's got one Facebook friend and posted on our page. So all I can say is someday you may have more than one friend, Bob. You never know.
Is it Rich Lord?
Probably. Oh, shouldn't he be? Well, I guess he's not paying attention to his own show right now, since he never does. So, all right, so I have a bunch of Gem of the Days to choose from here. Because they've had some really good submissions from people. You know what? We'll do this one because we're getting some TV for a minute here. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. What would you imagine the record for binge watching would be? In number of hours, what number would you set? I know I've done at least 48 hours of binge watching on my own.
Without sleep?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Man.
Well, you've gone 2 days without sleeping.
Yeah, but not because of TV.
Well, you get into something sometimes.
I mean, yeah, you get into a bag of cocaine.
Well, that too, but...
you get into
Red Bull, you don't have to do cocaine. Red Bull
Red Bull's not going to keep you up 48 without some stimulation further than television. All right, let's just say, how many seasons did The Sopranos have? Seven?
Six, wasn't it?
I think it did six, part one and part two. So yeah, I think it was right. Basically seven.
So
seasons.
Six, technically, but. Yeah.
10 episodes apiece, that's 70 hours of television.
Okay.
I'm going to go, no one has binged longer than just watching The Sopranos all the way through.
I can't. So 70 hours?
Yeah.
Well, the Guinness World Record for longest TV binge-watching marathon belongs to a 24-year-old from Brooklyn, AJ Fragoso, Alejandro AJ Fragoso, 94 hours.
It's too damn hot.
He watched Game of Thrones, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Battlestar Galactica, Twilight Zone, Bob's Burgers, and Adventure Time. And it was sponsored by a media software company, but in a Midtown Manhattan apartment, beginning at Friday, April 8th, the 94-hour mark was passed Tuesday just after 5 a.m. Eastern.
Good for him.
Yeah. Throughout this process, I learned that binge-watching TV for abnormally long durations can actually be quite physically taxing.
You think?
If you're not sleeping for 4 days. But 94 hours.
I wonder if I could break that record.
I kind of think it's doable. I kind of think it is. You might need cocaine.
Like, even doing, like, military operations, after about 48 hours, you start to feel like you might just fall down. But that's just, I mean, that's actually doing stuff, not just watching television. I wonder if I would be less taxed. But I feel like also, if I was sitting on a couch, I would be more apt to fall asleep. That's a tough 94 hours is tough. No matter what you're doing, to do it for 94 hours straight is difficult. I don't think I could do it. Although I do want that record. I want every record.
713-780-ESPN. 832 says, Robert from Baytown used the Cars for Kids and got the Astros tickets. And thank you for doing that. He was at Quaker Steak and Lube. And that's when you said I was the League City Jesus. His son would like a shout-out and say my name. I'm Original Blitzer. There you go.
Say my name. Say my name. Let's see. AJ could get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Little People of America. You never know. Or the National Stuttering Association.
That's true.
You never know. You never know.
AJ will vote for Ted Cruz from Lamont.
You never know. I could vote for Ted Cruz. You never know.
Anyway,
What was the deal with Ted Cruz? He's like against masturbation now?
Well, no, he was like a world-class masturbator.
Right, but he thinks that you shouldn't be doing it?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. We can't have a president telling me.
No, he was legendary for it.
That's when he was in college, though. Now that he's a president, he wants to tell people they can't take care of themselves.
Dude, you start banning punching the clown, the murder rate's going to go way up. You know that. Come on, Ted. Squeezing a phone call. Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, yeah, I just saw that Bryce Harper hit his 100th home run, you know, the Grand Slam. I was just wondering if y'all knew who the fastest baseball player to hit 100 home runs. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I don't know that, but I've got this trusty Google box here.
Yeah, somebody put Ted Cruz just wanted to ban sex toys, and no, he wanted to make them illegal to purchase, not necessarily to use. So,
Mike Trout becomes youngest player to hit 100 home runs. This was last year he did that. Oh, that was hit 100 home runs and steal 100 bases.
Oh no, we just want 100 home runs.
I don't know. Maybe the Google box isn't as efficient as I thought.
Yeah, that's one of those ESPN stats that they always post that I have zero interest in.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
I really don't. I don't care who the fastest 100 is or...
Mel Ott did it at 22 years, 132 days old. Hmm. How about that?
His son used to coach for the Astros, Ed Ott.
All right.
He was...
More useless trivia.
Yeah, and here's how useless this trivia is. Way back when I was just getting started at the Chronicle. We used to hang out with him at Sam's boat all the time and get drunk, chase women. Ed Ott, not Mel Ott.
Right.
Hey, I got something to give away to you guys, but only if you aren't getting on Facebook and misspelling things badly. Baseball's back in season with MLB The Show 16. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show PS4 video game. You'll get crystal clear visuals and new game modes that will blow you away. Become a legend. Go from minor league prospect to a Hall of Famer. Want to amp up your career? Draft your team and face off against your friends in the new Battle Royale mode? MLB The Show 16 is the most authentic Major League Baseball video game, period. Get your team on the diamond now. Available for PS4 and PS3. Only on PlayStation, rated E for everyone. This is a PS4. Caller 20. All yours. We have more giveaways, too. Oh, boy.
Say my name.
Ted wants to ban sex toys because everyone keeps calling him a... Yeah, that's possible. Well done. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Well, let's go through the NBA series. We'll break them down for you. Need to do that because if we keep talking nonsense, we may never get to it. You never know. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.